You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. With actors in over 20 Broadway shows and other stages across the globe, we are Broadway's number one fitness platform, but we're trying to expand out globally via an online fitness app. So if you haven't tried the app yet, go to builtforthestage.com and we'll be on our way to a one-week free trial. All right, let's get on to our special guest. Really excited to chat with our guest. Got to meet her over in London when I was there three-ish weeks ago. Got to see her show Back to the Future. Got my newspaper-sized program here. Fun fact for all you Americans, when you go over to London, to the West End, they don't have standardized playbills that are all the same sizes. Sometimes you'll get cute little ones like this. Sometimes you'll be forced to have a newspaper. I like it, though. Nice big pictures. Makes me feel like a kid again. There's our guest right there. So our guest is Jennifer Parker in Back to the Future. They also were previously on the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe tour across the UK. They were in a couple short films recently, Maya's Moment, Bye Bye Baby. I believe they went to the Brit School. We chat about that in a second. And they have a lot of awesome covers and original music on their YouTube page. Please welcome to the show. Play some music here.
You put your finest suit on.
Please welcome to the show, Sophie Nadler.
Yes.
All right. Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning for me. Good afternoon for you. Yep. Thanks for bearing with me through my sloppy intro. I've only had half of a cup of coffee so far, so maybe if we redo this in about 4 or 5 hours, it'd be better. But that's what we're working with. Hi, Sophie. So good
Hello.
To have you.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
You know, great. Couple dogs I took on a walk this morning, you know, did my dad duty as a dad. And yeah, now I'm here chatting with you. Happy Monday. It's not your day off. Everyone over in America assuming that you'd have the day off, but no, tomorrow's your day off. You have a show tonight or this afternoon?
Tonight, 7:30 show. Yeah.
All right. And you play Jennifer Parker in Back to the Future, which is Marty's girlfriend that he leaves behind on his exploration until later on in the show. Is this correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So going into audition for the show, had you ever seen the movie before?
I had seen the first two movies. Yeah, because there's three. But the show is based on the first one. So I had seen that like a few years before, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah. So you were familiar. You were a fan. Were you a fan or were you like, oh, cool, you know, I'll try out for this thing. I'll audition, see what happens.
No, I was definitely a fan. I remember when I watched the movies, I was like, this is such a cool concept. And then when they turned it into a musical, I was like, that's interesting. Yeah. But it was on my bucket list to watch for ages, and I hadn't been able to watch it. So auditioning was really cool. Yeah.
Yes. All right, cool. All right, let's rewind. So you're originally from where? Are you from London? Where are you from?
Yeah, London, born and raised, always been here.
Okay. And where's your family originally from? Also London?
Yeah. So they all grew up in London, were born in London. But their parents, my dad's parents were born in Poland and my mom's parents were born in India. But they were all born here.
So. Yeah. And growing up, they were artists. What kind of influence did you have in your family growing up?
Well, they did it as a hobby. More like my mum's always been doing singing. She was in like church choirs and stuff. So when we were growing up, we joined church choirs as well. So yeah, always been surrounded by music, definitely.
Okay. And you play instruments?
A little bit. I taught myself guitar and piano, but at a very beginner, basic level.
And yeah. What do you like to, when you're writing music, what do you like to use, your piano or your guitar?
I would say guitar the most, because yeah. I think it's easier to just pick up and just play some chords with it.
Yeah. Okay. And your inspiration from your songs, mostly like real life stuff. How do you like write your stuff when you go to do it? Do you wait until, you know, inspiration strikes you, or do you sit down and write no matter what? What's your process like?
A little bit of both, I think. I think all my songs have element of experience and truth in them, definitely. But like sometimes I'll get like a idea for a song or like a storyline, but I won't have the words to actually say it. So I'll write a little note in my phone, be like, I want to write a song about that. And then later down the line, however long it may be, I'll suddenly get an idea for that storyline, be like, oh, now I can start writing it. So, yeah.
Right. Okay, right. I do that the same, but for business. And usually I set an alarm. I yesterday I was walking and something popped into my head and I set an alarm for 2 p.m. today to remind me about it. So that's funny how that goes. You went to the Brit School. Was that right in what I said? The Brit School?
Yeah. Went to the Brit School for 2 years. Yeah.
And you recently also, when was your Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe tour?
That was last year / this year, actually. So, like, it went into this year of, like, May time. And I did that for about 6 months, I think it was, the tour, with like rehearsals and stuff.
And are you a fan of touring or no?
I liked it. I really liked it. I'd never done a tour before, but I really enjoyed being able to see all the different cities because I haven't been to many places before the tour. So each city you got to like explore a little bit, and I like the traveling, like being in like new accommodation. It's a lot though. It is a lot. Don't know if I would do it all the time, but I really liked it. So,
no touring of your music someday?
I don't know. Maybe one day. Maybe.
What do you prefer? Would you rather be on stage performing in a musical, or would you rather be on stage as like a singer songwriter doing songs?
I think I would like to experience both at some point. I think right now, I would say musical theatre, just because I'm more used to it. I've done it a bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you had something on your Instagram where you were performing live at a place, some songs. How was that experience? How long or recent was that ago?
Yeah, I think that was probably like a few months ago now, just before I started rehearsals for Back to the Future. But I love performing live. Yeah. I think it's nice, and the song's different every time because like you're singing it differently, like you have a different emotion. Yeah, I really like it.
Okay, and when you're in the show now, does your songwriting does it take a break, or do you just still get after it if you want it?
A bit of both, I think. I like to think I definitely still songwrite, but not as much as if maybe I wasn't doing the show, mainly because like you have less time to really delve like into the song itself. Like there's not enough time. Like when you have your time off, you sort of don't want to be thinking too much. You don't want to do too much. You want to have fun. So definitely less time to songwrite, but still doing it here and there when I can. Yeah.
All right. So for everyone listening that is sitting on like stuff of their own or wanting to do stuff of their own, what made you have the courage to like put your stuff out there once, like those first couple of songs, when you put them on YouTube or on Instagram, what made you like feel like confident enough to do it?
Honestly, I think it's just because I enjoyed doing it. Like I would always just sit and I'd always sit and just sing songs for myself in my room. Like for me, that was fun. So I think one day I was like, oh, should I just record it and put it up there? Like who cares? I think that was just my thought process of it. I was just like, oh, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't mean anything. Just put it up there. And then I really liked it. So I just kept doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. So everyone listening, it's for you.
Yeah, definitely. You enjoy it. Just do it.
Yeah, no worries. All right. So you're in the show now and you just said you have to save some time to, you know, have fun or just relax. Who is Sophie off the stage? What do you like to do? What's a Tuesday like for you? Are you hibernating all day or do you try to go out somewhere? What's life off the stage?
Depends on the day. I think there's two things I'd do. One side of it is like literally staying in, watching a movie or like a TV program that I've been binging or something, like having a cup of tea, just staying in, relaxing. And then the other side would be catching up with the people that you don't get to see that much. You know, you don't see your family and friends as much when you're busy. So I try and make an effort to use Tuesday as either a day for myself or a day to meet up with people that I care about, I guess.
Yeah. When did you start your training and dancing as well? You're also a talented dancer. Like, was this right out of the gate? You're like 4, 3, 4, 5 years old, or when did all this start?
I did ballet lessons from quite young. Like my mum put me and my sister in ballet classes when we were probably like 5 or 6 or something, maybe a bit older than that. But it wasn't until I was probably like 10, 11, getting to that age where I was like, oh, I really like this. Like I want to do it properly. So I started doing musical theatre classes on the weekend at like my local theatre school. And yeah, I just kept with that. And then they had an agency. So I joined the agency and then it's just started getting more and more each time.
Yeah. So you're still, I bring that up because you're having great success. You're still young. Like when you're, let's say opening, when you made your debut in Back to the Future, nerves, like how do you overcome like feeling settled up there? Or is it just, you know, you feel natural? What's your experience like when you're trying to overcome fears, if you have any?
I think it does take practice, actually. I used to be really like quite a shy person when I was younger. So the idea of performing in front of people did like scare me. But I think, yeah, the more you do it, like the more I did it, the more jobs I did, it just goes away. Like it does just go away. So I just say, just keep doing it. And eventually you won't care anymore.
What's your favorite part of the show?
Favorite part of the show? To do or to like watch?
Both. One of each. Right. To do and to watch.
To watch, I think the number Got to Start Somewhere is really fun. Like the whole scene, the whole build up into it, the whole thing, it's a really good energy. I really like doing the reprise that Marty and Jennifer do in Act Two, where he's sort of still stuck back in the past and she's in the future, and they're sort of singing about hope and stuff, but in a very different way because they're in different scenarios. And I just think that moment is just really sweet. I like doing that bit.
Yeah. Tell us a bit, the song that you first said, tell us the setting so that people know what's going on during that song.
So Gotta Start Somewhere is set in the cafe, and Goldie is sort of telling George, you got to start somewhere, basically. Like, you got to start from the beginning and then you'll get there eventually. He's being positive and he's trying to make him feel better. Yeah. So that's really cool.
All right, cool.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Let's take a short break from the show and theater stuff, and let's transition to the BFTS hot seat. So you're on the hot seat right now. You know, don't be nervous. Let's put on some hot seat music.
What is this? Ooh.
All right, here you are, BFTS hot seat. All right. You walk into a room and the TV's on and there's a movie playing. What movie that you've seen 100 times, but still to this day, no matter what, you have to stop and watch this movie?
Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Okay. Good one. Good one. All right. You have three songs, one for commuting, one for maybe like doing something active, whether it's a jog, a gym, yoga, whatever you do. And then the third is like chilling at home. So your song, your go-to song for commuting, your go-to song for something active, and your go-to song for chilling.
Okay. Chilling, I like Good Days by SZA.
Okay.
At the moment. That's for some reason that's coming to my head.
That's all right.
What was the other one?
Commuting, like going to the show or going to the market.
Okay. I would say probably like Post Malone. I don't know what, to be fair, I don't know what song of Post Malone, but just Post Malone. I do like his songs on the train.
All right. And then the third, you're breaking a sweat. You're going for a run or working out or doing something that gets you going.
Oh, you know, a song at the moment that I've been listening to working out is Violin. I can't actually remember who's it by, but okay. It's the Violin and it's very upbeat and like sassy. I like it.
All right. I'm going to look that up while I ask the next question. Okay. Next question is, if you're putting together your wardrobe for the night, are you starting with shoes, jewelry, or the actual clothing? What are you starting with?
The clothing. Yeah.
All right. The clothing. Okay. After the clothing, shoes or jewelry?
Shoes.
Do you like sneakers? Like,
yeah.
Like brands, like do you have a favorite go-to sneaker?
I don't know if this is like a sneaker, but I like Buffalo trainers. They're like my favorite trainer brand.
Okay. All right. Last hot seat question. You're in London, you're with some Americans, and you're like, this is a go-to restaurant you have to go to that's not like cliche tourist, only locals know about it. Where are you going to take them?
That's a hard one. Don't go out that much, you know. Maxwell's is good.
All right, Maxwell's is good.
I've been to that probably the most. That's probably why I'm saying it. But Maxwell's, I think, is in Covent Garden.
What kind of food is it?
Bit of everything, but mainly sort of like, to be fair, it's quite American, actually. Like big dishes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good food, comforting food.
How about growing up? Your parents where? Poland and where?
Poland and India.
Any food influences there? Were you having Polish or Indian food growing up?
A lot of Polish food, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Polish food like rosół and faworki, bigos. Yeah.
Great. I have no idea, truthfully, what any of that is.
Well, they're good. You should try them.
Sounds great. All right, Violin, is this by maybe Cookies Kawai?
Yes, that's the one.
and Dear Silas, I think they collab on the song. All right, I'll take a listen afterwards. All right, so now that you're in the show, how do you like Are you just kind of in this carousel of feeling like every day's Groundhog Day, where you're just on step and repeat? Or are you doing anything else throughout the day that's like another project? I saw you had like a sketch drawing that was really good on your Insta. What do you do that, you know, something outside of the stage that keeps you moving forward, whether it's music, art? Yeah,
probably those things. I think music for me is a big one. It's just a way to like put your thoughts down on a paper, like get yourself out of the mindset of work. So that really helps me with that. And drawing as well, because it's nothing to do with singing or acting. It's something very different. Those two things. And baking, actually. I like baking. That
there usually we go. There we go. All right, so what's some of your go-to stuff to bake?
Oh, probably a chocolate brownie.
Okay.
Chocolate brownie, it's just a standard. It's good. Yeah. And different types of cakes. So like vanilla cake or caramel cake, ginger cake, carrot cake, just cakes.
Yeah. Carrot cake's my favorite. Let's jump into a question that is a little bit more difficult, but to draw inspiration for some listeners. So far, this whole interview and this painted picture of Sophie Naglick is like all butterflies and rainbows. When was there a time in your either time at school or auditioning or sometime in this career where you were like in a valley? And how did you get out of that valley? You know, how did you persevere?
There's been many times, actually. career-wise, I think the year I came out of the Brit School, so training, and going into getting an agent and auditioning stuff, that year was pretty hard, or that couple years, because you've got to deal with, like, rejection and everything, and having your hopes and then having them knocked down, that was quite hard. And then COVID hit me as well, and like jobs got cancelled. So I think pushing through that time, pushing through the rejection was really hard. And I did start to doubt myself, and I was like, maybe it's not for me. Maybe it just is a dream that will never happen. Eventually it did, but yeah, that was a difficult time, I'd say.
When you said eventually it did, what was the breakthrough moment?
I think the actual breakthrough moment was when I got Line Witch, because it's a job that actually was able to happen after COVID. I got to actually do it. And then after that was Back to the Future. So I had both of those jobs come in together. So that was my moment of hope again, I would say.
So you're auditioning for Line Witch in the Wardrobe. And you have these doubts going into it just about maybe your overall career or self. How did you just show up and just do what you do? Or like, how did you put your best foot forward even though you were in the midst of some of those doubts?
I think it's just persevering, to be honest, and remembering that it is like a job. So it's not your life. Everyone has bits of their jobs that they don't like. So remembering that it's okay, I don't have to love every single second of auditioning helped me, because it made me think, okay, I don't have to, yeah, love it. So I just kept doing it. And I was during COVID times as well, so I didn't actually have to go anywhere. I could film the videos at home. So I tried to think of it as something fun to do whilst being stuck in my house, you know, filming the singing videos and the acting scenes. Tried to think of it as like something to keep me busy, to keep me learning. And then I've obviously got something out of it. But yeah, trying to see the positives in even auditioning in the first place, I think helps, even if it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, so that answer you just gave and the answer before about when you just were like, I just put my stuff out on YouTube because it was for me and I liked it, whatever. It makes me feel like you had either one or a couple of influential people in your life that really, like, I don't know, gave you this mindset, or would you feel it's maybe it's natural? Who's someone or a couple of people in your life that have kind of shaped your brain the way it is? Because it's impressive the way your mindset is.
I would say my family. Yeah, definitely my family. Especially my dad in terms of this career. He was always really supportive in me following it. And he would always get sometimes even more excited than me about doing these jobs. And like doing musical theatre in general, because none of my family do a creative sort of thing for their job. So the fact that I did, they really supported, which is really nice. And they liked the difference and they liked that I wanted to push myself. So having their support and knowing that they believed in me made me feel like, oh, okay, like I can do it. And because I love it, that's enough. So they made me think the love you have for it is enough. And I got that from my family, I think.
Tell me more about when your dad is more excited than you are.
More, don't get me wrong, when I get a job, I'm more excited. But
No, I don't doubt that. But I can I can picture, you know, the proud parent just like going crazy for, you know, a new show or something, which is
All I'll say is when I got my jobs in when I was very young in like Matilda and Charlie, my dad would just speak about it all the time. He would talk to everyone about it, all his work colleagues. That's the kind of energy he has around it. So, yeah.
I'm actually laughing because it reminded me of me. One time I was going to the dentist. I'd been away forever, and I went back to my hometown, and I went to the local dentist that I used to go to. And my mom had been like passing out like photos of me to the dentist and the dental assistants and all this absurd craziness because of a show I was currently in. So I feel you on that. All right. Yeah. So your family kind of helped shape you in that. So awesome. So now that things are like up and up, there is a closing date for the show. Yeah.
I think there's a, it's not a closing date. I think it's a date where they just stop selling tickets. Yeah.
Got it. Now, how do you like live in the moment of just like enjoying your time and not thinking about that?
In what way?
How do you not think of the next step and just kind of stay in the current one? Because I like to ask this question because with our career, the way that it is, it's like the ups and downs, you're on, you're off, you're in, you're out. So again, talking about mindset, which I like to do most of the time on this podcast, do you ever find yourself like looking ahead as opposed to just sitting in what you're in?
I think I do that a lot. Well, I'll think, oh gosh, what's going to happen after this? Will I be stuck? Will I not have a job again? Will I have to go through all the rejection again? And it is actually a fear that definitely sits in the back of my mind. But I think, honestly, it's just about living in the moment and appreciating the job that you have right now. I think when I just put all my fears aside and just think, you know what, right now I love this job. I love this role. I'm having a great time. And focus on that. It helps me to just not worry as much. And something will always come along. It might take a while or it might be hard. But, if you have the right mindset, I believe that everything happens for a reason. So the right thing will come along. So you just got to trust it.
Yeah, and you have to keep showing up, right?
Yeah, just keep going. Just keep persevering.
Right. Cool. Yeah. All right. So last question, I was pondering how many more, but we're getting to that 30-minute mark and I want to be respectful of your time. Last question, if you weren't doing theater, if you weren't doing music or art, what's something that Sophie would have been? Would she have been like a veterinarian? What would your life have been, do you think?
I think I would have been a baker. Maybe.
So you're really into this baking thing?
Yeah, I think because I used to be a lot more into it when I was slightly younger as well. So if I didn't go down the route of musical theatre or music or whatever, when I was younger, I probably would have steered into, cooking or baking or something.
Does your cast know that you are a good baker?
I recently baked them some chocolate muffins, actually. So now they know.
Now do they keep asking for more?
They did, actually. They say every Tuesday, can we get something new? But to be fair, a lot of people in the cast bake, actually. So most weeks, someone's bringing in something.
Okay. All right, cool. Sophie, thanks so much for being on the podcast. Everyone, make sure that you follow Sophie on the gram. It's simply her first and last name, Sophie Naglick. And check her YouTube out. I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode. She has some covers. She has her own stuff up there. So make sure that you become a super fan of all things Sophie Naglick. Sophie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's been great to meet you and get to know you more. Also, everyone, check us out on the gram at Built for the Stage, and you will see plenty of Sophie in a recent photo shoot that we did in the West End. All right, Sophie, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. Sophie Naglick from London, currently in the cast of Back to the Future. Super nice person, just as nice as she is talented. So I'm going to sign off by just inviting you to our free trial again, builtforthestage.com, and a little bit of Sophie's music. Later.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.